coming out of hyperspace. As you approach, you see that there is a large battleship and support craft. The battleship separates itself from the orbital station. It starts to swing into position, into almost a broadside position. And from the other side, you see fighters starting to pour out. The Hammerhead class Mandalorian vessel comes out of hyperspace and starts to move into attack position.
Bank left and go around the fighters. We'll tie the knot in the back and come back up on their six.
Coming in hot.
In the cold darkness of space, no one can hear you scream, Bond.
Karn, man that cannon. There's controls right here.
I don't want to man the cannon, but I will anyway.
You go through their line and your shields were raised just enough to absorb the damage.
I'm going to peel one of these nerfs out of the herd.
Oh my
gun turns
God.
The gun, one last to go, and just as he squeezes off the shot, the fighter moves, and boom, hits the Sith fighter.
That did not just happen.
Maddox radios to the Jeerhawk and says that,
don't worry about that station. We've got this handled. We're sending over boarding parties to take the battleship. You're clear, Captain. Good hunting.
Punch it,
I'll make sure we keep our deal.
Punch it.
Hello, and welcome to Openly Gamer Theater, an actual play podcast of tabletop role-playing games from the producers of Gamer's Table. Be warned, this production may contain some explicit material that may not be suitable for all audiences.
I'm playing Kadri Divis.
Hi, this is Dan. I am playing Xander Vex.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm playing Damus Karn.
Hi, this is Jason. I'm playing Rick Denier.
And I'm Sean. I'll be playing Siphus Bond.
You come out of hyperspace. You're just on the outskirts of this milky white nebula. Lo says to you, Corbett in Bress is beyond the nebula. It's called the Era Novar. Just beyond the Era Novar is the planet that you seek. He's looking like glassy-eyed through the viewport.
Like he's not totally here.
Right.
Was he having an out-of-body experience? Or
it's you're more interested in how the hell you're going to get through this nebula.
Right.
The sensors will be useless.
Yes.
I'll use my eyes.
So essentially, in game terms, all your pilot checks are at minus 10. Your co-pilot can assist you.
I got it.
Can you use the force check? Help.
You can use the force check to sense your surroundings to assist to give him a plus two. Yes. The Nomad Jeerhawk enters the Era Novar Nebula. Sensors completely go
dark.
Nothing.
Useless.
As you're flying, you see chunks of probably some flesh. Sort of asteroid or
great.
Yeah, there's all kinds of debris in this field.
Fantastic.
This is gonna be over quicker than we thought.
We're all gonna die right now.
A cluster of rock formations are come into view just like at the last minute.
Okay.
You need to make a piloting check to avoid. Go ahead and roll your assistance. Karn is sensing the force and says, you know, look out!
Rick, there's a rock. Rick, rock! Rick, rock!
What? Did you make yours?
Yes. I rolled a natural 16. I'm sure that's good.
You need a 10 to assist.
Oh, yeah.
With your bolt.
I got 21.
Okay, so.
So that's plus 4.
That's plus 4.
So I am right now at plus 11.
Okay.
And I rolled a 1.
Way to start it off.
Oh, my God.
He hit the rock.
Roll credits. We're done.
All right. Good night, guys.
Can I burn a first point? Do I have those?
You can't do it after the fact.
Can I burn it?
But a natural 1 is not a failure on a skill.
No, that's true.
That's true. What is your total?
You got a 12. You said you were at plus 11.
Yes.
You rolled a 1. You got
so
a 12.
A 12.
Okay.
What was the target number?
Target number's 20.
Oh, so you did fail.
Yeah, we failed. Let's see how badly.
There is debris here. There's also a strange ionizing discharge to this whole field. So
I just found that comical.
Why?
I don't know.
3d6, and that's what your shield rating goes down by.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Seriously?
And then once that goes through, then you start taking steps on your condition monitor.
We are back to 100%.
Our shield rating now is... That's not right, is it?
It should have been repaired.
Yeah, we...
No, I had it... According to this, it was 80.
You
it was 40.
You double front. You angled your deflector shields.
Okay.
You can't do that here.
No.
Oh, really?
So
So we're at 40.
No. Because it's okay, all
so
around
we're at 40.
You. So now you went from 40 to?
Roll three ones.
Goes down 7.
Okay, that's not too bad. Not bad.
The debris bounces off your shield, and you, there's this ionizing effect.
You hit the bloody rock in here.
Yes, Wake up.
I felt it, too.
I pointed it out to you. I shouted 3 times.
There's more than one rock.
But the one I pointed at is the one you hit.
Be quiet, please.
Next round.
Trying to concentrate.
Well, we're flying through here. I have a sinking suspicion that this shard, this thing that I've been carrying around all these days.
Okay.
It comes from around here.
Okay.
Is there any noticeable difference in it?
So you're pulling the shard out of its box. Okay.
I've been carrying around in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
They both made their assists. I'm going to roll my
Go ahead.
Pilot check. Plus 11. And I rolled a 10. 21.
21. Okay, so that was another piece of debris, and you're like, whoa, just barely avoid it.
That's better.
Thanks.
I'll spy on Vex from the shadows.
He's warming up.
Vex, you pull the shard out of your pants, and...
Don't ask where it's been.
He sharded in his pants.
Don't ask where I keep it. you're not going to like it.
As you're looking at it, it slowly starts to pulse. So you avoid the two pieces of debris, continue on into this nebula. There's a static discharge of this ionizing effect that actually affects your ship.
Is there any way to counteract any of this?
No.
Nothing at all?
Not this. No, you're essentially flying into a cloud of ionization.
Okay, could I maybe try and reverse the polarity on my shields?
Okay.
Wrong game.
Essentially what I'm doing...
Is he Star Trekking out or
something?
Yes, he is.
He's a Trekkie.
You can avoid one attack with your pilot check. Correct?
Okay. Mm.
So you're going to have to beat my attack roll with your pilot check to avoid the damage.
Do I get assist?
Yes. It's okay. It's assistable. So this arc of lightning comes at you.
All right.
No.
Oh, wait. You get bonus that, you dingling.
What's that under? My pilot?
Pilot.
No, it's 16.
It's under co-pilot.
All you need is a 10. So yes.
16.
So a plus 2, plus 4. Well,
plus 11.
Fail.
So you get a plus 11. I got a 22.
I rolled a 3, so that's 14.
So you take a 3d6 discharge off of your shields again.
Damn it.
That's why they call them Crash.
Living up to your name.
That's 14 off of your shields.
Damn it, Denier.
So a direct hit.
How much are you paying him?
Not enough, because my ship is slowly being destroyed.
Oh, man.
And
what's this wee stuff? You're my crew. Shut up.
Okay. The pulse of light goes off again.
Do I notice that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be in the cockpit.
Okay, then where are you?
I would probably be in my quarters.
Okay.
Strapped in or
damn it.
Someplace.
Right, so then no, you don't notice it.
Do we have video on these rooms?
Quarters.
Vent.
All right.
Vent his quarters.
You enter into another strange debris field. Go ahead and make your assists.
Yep.
19.
All the Sith make a use force check.
You said all the Sith, Sean. Why are you rolling?
What?
32.
All force users make a... use force check.
27.
15.
34.
I have a plus 6 and use the force. Can I roll?
You're not force sensitive, so you cannot. No.
Aha.
Mark, what did you get?
32.
All right. Anybody over a 10 feels that you enter into this strange debris field and it is very strong in the dark side. Very strong.
Oh.
Same feeling I get from this crystal, right?
Sort of. I mean, it's the dark side.
Right.
But you're in your quarters, so you don't know, you don't see where you are. All of a sudden you just get this overwhelming cold feeling that you're in somewhere very dark.
Where the hell have they taken me?
Entering into this debris field, you got your bonuses of plus 2, plus 4. You're at a plus 11.
21.
So you're avoiding this debris. Go ahead and make a perception check.
Perception.
Those of you who are in the cockpit.
22.
12.
Oh, natural 20.
Look at that guy.
31.
All right. Anybody over 20, the debris seems to be the remnants of a capital ship. Over a 30, it is not of any make that you've ever seen, but there are some markings on it that you could probably, not necessarily that you would know about.
Galactic lore?
Yeah, you can make a galactic lore check, but it's going to be pretty high.
I got a plus 16.
Okay.
Come on, baby.
28.
Okay. You've never seen them before.
Oh, damn.
How about the rest of us? Can we try that?
Only one of you has seen this, so...
Uh-huh. Hey, Crash, check this out right here. See this writing on this?
All right, so if you decide to stop and investigate, it's going to require another round in this debris field.
No, I'm not. No.
Hmm.
Do we want to...
I'll just...
let him know. I was like,
hey, this is an alien race I've never encountered before. Something weird.
Ah, screw it. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so you're going to hang out for a round?
Okay. It's not Star Trek, Denea. We don't investigate.
I just want to take some pictures.
Fly casual.
I'll fly by. I'll fly casual.
All right. So Sean indicates the area to look at, and it's a major chunk of hull of this ship.
Okay.
And you're like, this is some strange stuff. Go ahead and make a knowledge technology roll.
You got that one.
29.
Okay. You're like, this is not anything I've ever seen before.
Okay.
But you see the markings that he's talking about. You can make a knowledge galactic lore.
14.
As I felt that cold, dark.
You still feel
darkness.
It.
I make my way to the cabin.
Can I try and actually, I mean, I jokingly said I'm going to take some pictures, but I really would like to try and take some pictures with the imager. Can I do that?
Yeah, if you want to.
I'll try and snap some pictures of the...
The hull and chunks and stuff.
I walk in.
The words so then or whatever. Vex walks in.
Did you feel that, Vex?
Yes.
Pure dark side.
He's everywhere. Pure uncut dark side.
Indeed. Street grade.
Mo, where are we?
He's staring off into the white.
We're in a spare world.
He says, Era Novar. Era Novar.
Is he near?
He shakes his head. He says, oh, but he knows we're coming.
Did you have to bring the crazy person up with you, Vex? Oh, right.
He's the only one who's been here.
All right, forget. Make your pilot check to avoid another careening piece of the...
Where's my...
Natural 20!
Where's my gunner at? Why isn't he shooting?
Oh, he is.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's taking care of
he takes every opportunity to shoot stuff.
he's randomly shooting crap. He's like...
This is awesome. Rick.
31.
I'm blowing stuff up over here.
Plus 11. 18.
Ka-chunk. So as you're sitting there, you're like, I want to take some pictures... What? Boom, you're hit by another piece.
Pay attention.
This ought to take care of the rest of the show.
Wow.
11.
Pretty close.
Oh, my God.
At which point I pop in and then
Divus.
Hiss. What is taking so long? Why are we...
We're
getting torn apart in here.
We're sightseeing.
Rick Crash Denier is crashing into every bloody thing we come across.
Not everything. Look at all this stuff.
How did he get the job?
He was the lowest bidder.
No, I asked to be the pilot.
All right. Leave it to the dock council.
Your internal comm link goes off, and you hear,
hey, Rick.
What's up, kid?
The shields are almost down.
Yep, get to work.
I'm working on them. I'm working as fast as I can.
Work faster. Emma, all hands. All right. Anybody not busy, help them out.
All right, so everybody kind of files back.
Yeah, I know there's plenty of seats in here, guys, but you really don't need to be in here. Not all of you.
Apparently, I'm the one that's keeping you from crashing into everything.
Sure, yeah.
How about
once you force push some of these rocks out of the way?
I don't want to.
Okay.
He'd much rather watch you fail.
I'd rather just sense them and point.
You've taken your pictures. Moving on, and
so did you bring the rock with you?
What?
Did you bring the rock with you?
It's in my pants.
Okay.
Is it glowing?
It pulses.
Yeah. Made a boner joke.
What
do
the
we see it now?
What is that?
It's in my pocket.
It's in his pocket. It's his pocket glows red for like a split second, unless you're paying attention to his pants.
Oh, I'm totally
as well. You
pants.
Should.
I'm totally.
That's where all the business goes. All
right. So as you bank away from this this debris field, and now you're going further into the fog.
Is this environment trying to kill us?
Yeah, pretty
it's
much.
Definitely trying to obscure you from penetrating deeper.
I mean, are these asteroids?
No, they're not
moving
like
out of their trajectory.
No,
okay.
Not that you notice. Another ionic discharge is coming at you.
Natural 20.
You beat a 27 on your pilot check.
Assist, fellas.
Another natural 20. That's 4.
Star Wars.
I don't even really know why I roll it. I assist you even on a 1.
My dice are on fire tonight.
That's a record.
Plus 11.
I know.
And that is a 17.
Okay.
Get this on them over here.
All right, so Jatan raises your shields by 5.
Nice.
Every round from now on.
Okay.
So go ahead and raise your shields by 5 and then lose 7.
Can I attempt to also fix shields?
No. Okay. He's the primary. Everybody else is assisting him at this point.
Would assist
Jatan to fix shields?
Yeah, he's fixing the shield generator.
He's my mechanic.
And I couldn't also fix at the same time?
When you're doing a group task,
okay,
you pick a primary.
Right.
And then, yeah.
But would him assisting make it better?
No, it's you either succeed in a DC 20 or you don't.
You don't get more for a better.
No.
Okay.
What's your shields?
It's now 6.
6, okay. Anytime, once it hits 0, they're out.
No coming back.
Brought back at all?
It would take a DC 20 to get them rebooted, and then the next round would be 5.
Can we just come to a halt?
No, because the debris is still around and there's electrical discharges. The mist, yeah. Right.
Master.
We're screwed.
More.
It just means we get to play Meet the Best Friends.
More. As you continue on, there's a small asteroid field you have to pass through.
Just now?
It's, there's,
what have we been doing?
This, this is just random debris, pieces of ships.
All right.
So there's more than one ship here.
You're fine.
Or lots of pieces of one big one.
Captain, you can do this. Go ahead and make your piloting check to avoid the asteroid.
That is a plus.
He always assists.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I can't fail.
I knew you could do it.
16.
Denier.
12.
Oh. We have no shield.
Number one.
Now we're taking home.
Was this a new round?
Yeah, so... Yeah.
He had given me five back. So now we're at... That would be negative one.
So now shields are down.
We have no shields. I'm on the intercom.
Brace yourself here. We have no shields.
Does that one come off the hull?
No.
Okay.
It's just the next round when the ionized discharge goes off.
Yes, it didn't fly into all of them.
And it's a 21.
Don't fail.
Good. 20.
25.
Okay. Yay. You avoid that one, and you pass through the end of the nebula.
Well done, Captain.
Jatan, get those shields back up.
Working on it, Mick.
Is there any space at all for me to avoid the asteroid field? Or
You've completely passed.
Oh, so
the nebula itself contained all of this.
Okay.
So you come out of this dense cloud, and now you see a planet on the other side.
Anybody have any ideas where we're supposed to land?
On the planet, I presume.
The planet is...
Really?
Vex.
Mostly black.
Bring your crazy person back.
And green.
Black and green.
With, so you can see that there's some areas of volcanic activity.
Something tells me we're going to have to land next to a volcano.
So...
I have an authority that...
Your sensors come back on.
How about the shields?
He's working on them. Okay. The shield generator was damaged. He's got to repair it.
All right.
So he doesn't know how long it's going to take.
Sensor.
They do a sensor sweep.
Checking with your sensors. Does your co-pilot want to do that? Are you doing that? Who's doing that? It's a used computer.
I have it.
Yeah, you do that.
I got a plus six.
So I'll assist you. Hold on. Yeah, I assisted.
12.
You're picking up some...
No, 14. I assisted.
Oh, yeah.
You're picking up life signs. You really can't lock it down. I mean, it's mostly vegetable life, but you're also picking up very, very small amounts of technology.
Well, why don't we bring him low up here? He's been here.
The very small area of technology is located near a ring of volcanoes.
I knew it.
Well, bring low up here and ask him, hey, where
Lowe's sitting right there.
Oh, well,
where are we landing this ship?
All right, he just stares glassy-eyed and he says, Corbett and Bress. Corbett and Bress in Mandoa means the dark heart. Corbett and Bress.
Doesn't mean anything. I don't speak Mando. It doesn't mean anything to me. What's he babbling about back here?
Something about the Dark Heart. So go down in there.
He just says, you know where to go, Captain.
I do.
And he points on the screen to the only point of technology on the entire planet.
Okay. Well, I kind of assumed that would probably be where it would be, but you never know.
Nomad Jeerhawk enters into the planet's atmosphere.
Anything on the radio? Any transmissions at all?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. Passing over into the atmosphere, you notice that as you're checking with your sensors, the land is essentially like a blasted land of just dark, charred wasteland. The only vegetation you're picking up are these areas of swamp that are giving off signs of like noxious gases and things like that. Technology, like I said, is located near a very violent volcanic area. So you circle over this area of volcanic activity, and you're picking up the technology, you pick up the metal ores, things like that, and as you come around into a clearing, you see what is quite obviously the wreckage of a rather large ship.
Like a capital ship, or?
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
Like Corvette-sized.
And that would be about 10 times bigger than ours, right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
That's about right. So you circle over it, and then you see coming out of this wreckage is a cloaked being walking out of this wreckage as if waiting for you to land.
Okay.
Is this him already?
I will land so that our exit ramp faces that direction.
Okay.
His direction.
Okay. The Nomad Jeerhawk makes landfall on Corbett and Bress.
Okay. I'll tell Jatan, keep in communication with me. There's something you need. I'll see if I can find it.
I'm working on it, Rick.
I'm going to have to go over to that ship and see if I can scavenge something, I think.
Gunt says,
what do you want me to do?
Man the guns.
All right. You want me to shoot that thing?
No.
Sure.
I'm positive.
I can get him. I'm not. I got a crosshairs right on him.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
All right. So what's the play? You, the Sith, you feel that you make landfall. Those of you who are in the cockpit obviously know.
Yes.
That, and you see this cloaked figure standing. You know, you saw him, and then you circled. The ship turns around and points its ass at him.
The atmosphere, I assume, is okay for us to breathe.
You check your scanners, and yes, it is breathable, although it extended exposure would cause is carcinogenic.
I'm going to put on my...
I'm wearing my full suit.
I'm going to put on my suit, my pressure suit.
I believe I've got a thingy in my belt.
Have I ever seen Invaris before?
Yeah, all of you have seen only a hollow image of him from a projector that was smuggled by Denier here.
Right. Okay.
You mean low?
Well, low, yeah. Low got it taken from him.
I'll grab. Well, I won't grab. Huh? Low? After you.
Grab him low.
Once you make landing, he's already up and moving towards the ramp. Everyone else?
I'll wait for it to open.
I'll tell Emma she's in charge. My purpose is to go and try and find the part that we need to fix the shields.
Okay. The ramp lowers. A lot of dust. You see this cloaked figure standing several meters away from the open
I walked right up to him.
Okay. You're walking right up to him. What are the rest of you guys doing?
Well, I'm going to see how this goes down, and my purpose is to move past him onto that ship and try and find
So, Denier, you're staying on the ramp for right now?
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what happens. I'm going to wait and see how this plays out, and then I'm heading for that
ship. Sifus Bond?
I'm going to keep my distance, but close enough I can hear what's going on.
Are you armed?
Yes.
With blaster rifle?
And other things.
Okay. Okay.
A lightsaber.
Maybe.
I'm in lockstep with Vex.
And I will be at the foot of the ramp with hood up.
Mike's going to jack the ship.
Okay. So you walk right up to this hooded figure. As you approach, the landing jets kick off a last burst, and the hood blows back, and the cloak billows, and you see that you are standing in front of a droid.
What a letdown.
Looks like he's been put together by different pieces of different droids.
Nice.
What's a droid in a cloak for?
Say, address.
All right, he says,
You are here for him. You are who he seeks.
I am him.
He's him. I'm me. They're them.
Take me to him at once.
He says,
You seek Kleinertz. Kleinertz.
Like his vocalizer is malfunctioning.
Didn't get a bit of that. Have to try again.
Kind of sounds like a Dalek.
No.
He says,
I will take you to him. He is a great man, very great. You must not hurt him. If you seek him, you seek his knowledge, do you not?
Yes.
I'm just wondering what kind of douchebag has to program a droid to tell him how great he is.
Kind of like you can tell your iPhone to call you sexy. Right.
Yeah. Now I move. Start walking.
Let's go.
Up towards
him. Now you're just a divist. Good. Thanks for joining us.
All right. So he starts walking off towards the mouth of a cave in one of the low hills.
This way.
What are we doing with low?
He's walking like right behind the droid.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Are you going with them?
Yeah, okay. I'm following low.
I just kind of give you kind of a
tip of the cap.
Yeah, I guess a tip of the. I'm not wearing. I guess I'm wearing a great big hat.
Tip of the hat.
Yeah, I give him a tip of the hat, and then I'm going onto that ship. Get what I need alone.
Very well.
Eric, use the force.
Split the party. I ain't letting low get out of my sight.
I'm not splitting the party. You guys are the party. I'm a one man about to probably get killed by something on that ship. And
use the force. Search my feelings.
Okay.
You knew it.
It's a 28.
Okay.
Do I feel a presence?
Oh yes.
Here.
Yes. There is a very weighty presence here.
Okay.
Following him, he says,
"You have brought it back."
Yes.
It's a very nice specimen.
Indeed. What is it?
All right. He turns. He says,
do you not know?
Enlighten me.
It is of him.
Mm.
How much of him?
All right, he just turns and walks.
Please stop talking to the droid.
I ignore him.
It vexes me.
You pass through this tunnel into another open area, and you see a village. You see there's a
little furry thing saying yub-nub?
Nope, no yub-nubs here.
Yub-nub.
No, there's
the rare human, volcanic Ewoks.
That's right.
Near human species, though.
How's you doing?
Completely covered head to toe, most likely from the
volcanic sand people.
Most likely from the exposure of this kind of not this very caustic.
Oh, so like very cancerous, tumory people?
No, well, they're like I said, they're covered from head to toe. Gotcha. They're like wrapped in rags. Yeah, make a galactic lore check.
Oh yeah, give me some of that.
You traveled halfway across the galaxy to intergalactic leper colony.
16.
Okay. Galactic lore plus 16. That is a 33.
He got what his bonus. His bonus is what you got.
I don't have the skill, so 25.
25?
I rolled really good, though.
13.
Okay. 24. Okay. You're like, oh, yeah, you know, and you walk through and you go, oh, great.
Intergalactic leper colony.
No, your first statement. You know, you walk through and you're going, oh, yeah.
Volcanic sand people.
Volcanic sand people. And then you're like, they move like sand people. Cyphus, you're looking at them and you go, these are sand people.
They've adapted. Really?
You've seen hollows of how they live, things like that, and you're like, the structure of their buildings is exactly the same. The some of their wrappings, even though not brown but more of a gray, are very similar. Cyphus, you've been on Tatooine. You've encountered sand people before, and you're like, yes, these people, it's like as if they were transplanted from Tatooine to here.
When I walk onto the capital ship, I'm going to stop and I'm going to just look around and in that entryway. Okay. Is there already stuff stripped from just this entryway?
Okay. Make a knowledge technology.
27.
Okay. First indication is that yes, anything that has possibly any use has already been taken from this thing.
I turn around and I walk right off.
And this thing has probably been here, judging by the level of decay, probably around 10 years.
I turn around and I walk right off and try and catch up to these guys.
Okay. All right,
because if all that stuff's gone, there's no way that a shield generator's going to be there.
Danae, volcanic sand people.
yes, make a galactic lore check.
With a plus 10 bonus now? 19.
Okay. Yeah, you're like, wow, that's not really funny. But you know, they kind of do look like sand people.
Yeah, which means I don't know if I want to be here.
The droid walks and, you know, these people don't pay him any mind at all.
What about us?
Well, the same goes for Lo. They don't even pay any attention to Lo. As you guys walk up, they start to, they actually like separate and give you like a wide berth as you're walking forward. But as you're progressing through the middle of this village, after a while, Kadri, Xander, and Karn, every once in a while you feel a touch, like someone touching you. Mm. You turn around and look, and then like one of the people are like just like walking away, like as if they walked up and like caressed you and then walked off.
You just get grouped by a volcanic sand person, Davis.
Make a perception check, everybody.
21.
18.
20.
Okay. 23.
22.
So over a 20. Yeah. Rick, Rick is totally like blown away by this. You're like, this is completely
wrong. No. I assume that since there's volcanic sand people, there are probably volcanic Jawas. I'm looking for Jawas.
Okay. You feel something, you turn around, you're looking, and yes, it becomes very apparent that as you're passing through this crowd, their initial leeriness of you has passed, and now they're like touching you as you walk past through them, almost in reverence, and they're only touching the Sith.
I hold out my hand, like to offer it. All right. Take my hand.
So you're giving them, like...
As I'm walking.
All right, and people are, like, now stroking your arms as you pass through them. They're not inhibiting your way, but they're, like, rubbing you and like, just trying to touch you as you pass through.
I eat that up.
Out of the way, peck.
They don't teach us about this in the Sith Academy.
Yeah, and as you get closer and closer, quite an obvious stone structure, the throng of people get thicker and thicker. As you're closing in on it, you don't even have to halt or slow a step. You completely make your way towards the stone structure, but the crowd gets thicker and thicker as these people are getting more and more drawn to you.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Say hello.
Don't ever say that. It's in the Sith book. We don't say there's a bad feeling because then bad things happen.
No, that's the only feeling that you have.
It's Sith Primer.
If you have a good feeling about this,
if you've gone to the Sith Academy, you know this, Vex.
All right, you speak, you know, like words of greeting, and their hooded, wrapped faces, they like bow in reverence when you speak to them. Another perception check as you're starting to mount the steps to this stone structure.
I am totally oblivious to everything that's going on.
This is really freaking you out.
Oh, 20 exactly.
14.
What kind of madman...
Same thing, 23.
...takes sand people and moves them to a harsher environment?
This is what... What'd you roll, Rick?
A 13.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right, so the rest of you, you notice that you've picked out that there are difference in appearance on some of these people. Anybody rolled over 20, you notice that there are some rather plain ragged people, and then there's some with...
nicer rags.
No, but ornamentation.
Homeless or Tuscan Raider.
What do sand people speak?
They speak Tuscan.
Yeah, Tuscan is the name of the fort that they attacked. They just speak sand people.
Yeah.
All right, so the protocol droid is walking it, right in front of you this whole time. Rick, what you notice as the Sith are really just picking out details of the crowd, you notice that farther off in the outskirts of this crowd that something catches your eye. And you notice that there are carts. There's these carts, and there's like this train of the sand people pushing carts. And they, just from their demeanor, they don't look well. And you see as they're pushing these carts, you see like one of them just kind of fall over.
They're
slaves. Another one grabs the cart and starts pushing it for him, just leaving that one lay there. The Sith, as you're picking out these details, there's ones with different ornamentation. And then you realize that all the different ornamentation as it catches the light are red crystal.
Ooh.
The same.
And then as you're looking out into the crowd, you see these carts that Denier noticed also, and that you care less about the guys falling down and, dying on the side of the road. But you notice that these carts all contain crystals of the same make.
It's pure concentrated dark side.
Don't touch it, it's evil.
Jason should have played
I should have played the kid.
I'll fix the shields for you.
Yeah, and now that you've noticed that, now you're looking around and you just see stacks of these crystals laying everywhere.
I want one.
I'm pretty sure you can pick one.
I'll just grab a couple.
Yeah, it's easy to do. I mean, you can grab small ones. There's ones as big as a person.
Nah. Yeah, give me a cart.
I'll pick that one up, the big one up with the force, just move it over towards the ship.
I'll pick a little crystal sliver.
Look at it.
Okay.
So you say it is like the first one we found?
It is, except it's not cracked. It's been completely preserved.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to keep one.
Rub it in the ground.
No. Oh. I want a cracked one.
Crack.
Smoke it? Can you smoke this?
Can you smoke this?
No, it's how they make pop rocks. You smash this up with a hammer.
Yes.
So as you are now mounting these stairs, you're getting more of a view of what's going on with this crowd. They've all stopped, except for the ones on the outskirts still pushing the carts, and they're all staring at you as you're walking up the stairs. Coming from inside of this structure, an open doorway, you see another very well-ornamented ragged man with 10, all you can say is guards, with some sort of a spear-like weapon.
Are they using these crystals for decorations, too? Or?
Yeah, they're...
What color are they?
Red. They're blood red.
So don't worry, Rick. It's fine.
So, and then the...
We're all fine here.
So,
now.
As this very ornately ornamented one starts approaching you with the 10 guards, stops about 10 meters away, and the protocol droid stops dead, like cold. Lo stops as well, and he starts to look concerned. And the droid turns to you and says,
"She is barring our entrance. She wants us to leave."
Who's she?
The one in the middle.
The well-ornamented one with 10 guards.
There's too many people here for us to fight.
And then the ones with spears lower them as if to with points out towards you, as if to say, "Go away."
Are there spears using the crystal as the...
No, they don't use the crystal. No, they're not using the crystals as spearheads.
I think I have the key. This gets us in.
And this is?
The his crystal.
So you pull out his crystal.
Right.
All right. You see her hand points to you and starts to shake. She points at the crystal and points at you again. And then...
I don't think she likes you.
Make a perception check.
Just him?
Everybody.
Uh-oh.
16.
Nish.
About time. Ooh. Finally, I noticed something. 29.
27.
That's good. 21.
I noticed she has a nice ass.
Who got over a 15?
Well.
Everybody. They're going to attack.
Aw.
Yeah.
Holy shit, balls.
I was going to attack, too.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell.
Yes, you're going to have to get dirty.
She definitely doesn't like you, Vex. But I don't like you either.
Cadre's got a fight now. We get to see what he's made of.
Makes her an excellent judge of character.
That's right.
I concentrate on low.
What's the rest of the crowd doing?
Well, so you're going to spend your round concentrating on the crowd, or are you going...
No.
Let's roll initiative.
Okay.
Oh, not good.
When it counts, I rolled a 2.
My job.
18.
I got a 9.
Dan?
20.
I'm going last.
Mark?
14.
Jason?
15.
23.
Let's do that.
Sean?
9, my favorite number.
Good job.
Jason's first.
I'll defer.
I'll defer.
Dan?
Like always, I'm going to offer it up to them.
Okay. So you just, what are you going to, like, move light object and just tell, and just give it to them? Yeah.
As I hold my hands up.
All right.
Then I offer up my companion.
I'll offer you a gift. These two dudes.
You move light object to the ornamented one. She snatches the crystal right out of the air and points it at you and screams.
Yeah.
What does she scream?
I believe that's a term of endearment.
If you speak Vince Neil, it is.
I speak sand person.
The protocol droid says,
that was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
Go live it to a Sith. Make a mistake.
Half-strained monkey.
What the hell?
No way. Mike.
So what's the arrangement here? You said there was guards.
10 guards with spears.
Yeah.
One person of importance.
And where is she standing?
She's 10 meters away from you. Up the stairs. On a landing.
Behind.
Coming from an open doorway.
Behind the spears.
Yes. And she's now got the crystal in her hand. She points it at Vex and makes a very shrill shriek.
I will force point. Activate force power.
Okay.
And make a force check.
Okay.
That's a 28.
Okay.
So that's energy resistance.
Okay.
That's a standard action. Move action. Lightsaber.
Mark.
And that's maintained with a swift action.
Okay. Your energy resistance?
I'm going to do a force slam that I want to do.
Okay.
It's generally the pushing stuff away from you, but is there any reason I couldn't bring them towards me?
Well, that would be move object. From where you are, you would hit them all in the cone.
I'll put a little force into it as well. And it's a good thing, too. 28. That roll needs to exceed their defense.
Fortitude. Yeah, which it does.
Okay. And then they're knocked prone and... Take 46 plus 2d6 from the the force.
Okay, roll your damage. Kadri takes a defensive position, ignites his lightsaber. Karn waves his hand in a wave of force, slams the guards and the woman, knocks them down.
33 damage.
Okay.
Kneel before Karn.
You go boom, and they all drop. And there's a wisp of dust as the force slams them down to the ground. They struggle to get up, and so their move action is to stand up. Their attack, or their standard action, is to hurl their spears at Vex, all 10 of them.
Oh, me?
Wow.
Man, I'm upset now. It looks like I'm defending Vex. That's not good for my reputation.
First 5. 21, reflex defense.
Negative.
13, reflex defense.
Negative.
22, reflex defense.
Negative.
27, reflex defense.
Hit.
28, reflex defense.
Hit.
So 2 hits so far. 13 reflex defense.
Nope.
13 reflex defense.
Nope.
27 reflex defense.
Yep.
29 reflex defense.
Yep.
Natural 20.
Woo. Oh, you were mad at Vex. In that case, I apologize.
It's 50%. That's horrible.
That is.
All right, so there's four. There's so know, there's
500's not bad.
There's 4 regular hits and a critical. D6 damage from the regular spear. And then D6 damage from the effect. It has a energy effect.
Okay.
First one does 4 damage. Second one does 9 damage.
Okay.
Third one does 4 damage. Fourth one does 3 damage. The critical does 9 damage. None of them individually were over your threshold. Spears just rain down on you.
Good God. I feel sorry for Rex.
It's the guards. Sean.
What is Low doing?
He's just standing there. Hasn't moved.
Not even drew a weapon or nothing.
Nope, he's staring right at the woman.
All right.
what you do notice is the spears rain down on Vex, striking him. Half of them strike him, stick in him, and he's still standing there. All of you hear a murmur go through the crowd.
I don't think we have to worry about the crowd at all.
It's like the Sims talking. Where would you meet you?
I'm going to concentrate on the woman and fire my blaster at her. I'm going to do an auto fire on her.
Okay, so you raise your heavy blaster rifle and open up on her.
As best I can, I show I don't even waver. Use the false.
This doesn't seem important enough to use a force point.
6.
Good job. So that's
so what's your total?
26.
Okay. So 26. You open up on her.
Yeah.
Tight pattern auto on her and go ahead and roll your damage. Full damage. Let's damage your weapon.
3d12 plus 4.
I believe the word is grease spot.
It's called rifle master.
22.
Okay, you start laying into her with your rifle.
Actually, how are we formed? Are we in
you're in a line.
A single file line?
Pretty much.
Walking like five abreast.
I want to
in the rear.
Stand behind Lo.
So you move up to stand behind
Lo. I want
Lo,
to move up to stand
Lo,
behind
Lo and the protocol droid were actually in the front. You start shooting her as you advance up and stand right behind him with your heavy blaster rifle over his shoulder.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, I'm using him for cover.
Rick Denier is a held action.
I'm going to follow him.
Okay.
He's my bodyguard.
Move action. Any standard actions?
Is anybody threatening me yet?
No. The only threatening has been a rain of spears launched at Vex.
I got my hand on my blaster.
And then Siphus shooting the woman.
One hand on my blaster and one hand on my liquid cable rope dispenser.
Okay. Siphus is pretty good at threat assessment. So back around. And so that moves you to
I went from being
last.
First to being last.
Right. Dan.
I will. I guess my action would be to, comp.
You're pulling out.
Take them out. Okay. Throw them down.
What's the condition of the female?
She just got shot by a heavy blaster rifle.
But otherwise, it's...
Well, she looks...
Other than that, she's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little more ventilated than she had been previously.
Okay. Right. And the crowd still hasn't reacted?
No, they're just standing there.
I'll just start... I'll run up past all this and up the stairs, maybe even try to circle around them if they're not armed.
Okay.
Unless there is
so
no way
to
circle
you're wanting
them.
To get on the other side of them.
Yeah.
You are not hindered. You make your way up the stairs and start running, just full-out run. So... You can do a full run if you want to. You run up the stairs and all the guards are still focused right on Vex. She's focused right on Vex. The landing, the stairs are very wide. You could all walk abreast and with your arms outstretched and walk up these stairs. So it's not a narrow staircase.
Well, that's what I was. Well, not so much a run, but it's a double move. Okay. I got to maintain that power.
Okay, so you double move up. Now you're up on top of the stairs, removed from the group. Mark.
I said kneel.
I'll do a 4. Scream.
Okay.
I kneel. all creatures within 12 squares and can hear me.
All creatures. Roll it up.
And I got a 30. That's maxed out. No, it's not a critical, but it did max out the result.
Anybody have anything, any reactions to resist force powers or anything like that?
It's going
to
affect all of us?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
The entire party.
Resist force.
What kind of damage is
4d6 points of force damage. Yeah, and
it's not an energy. It's
everybody's damage threshold is reduced by 5.
So you,
it's pretty rough.
24.
Well, you had to exceed his use force, so no.
Damn it.
19 damage.
Okay.
Everybody else is taking damage too.
All right. Hey, good job, Mark.
That's the name of the game, man.
Now I've been threatened.
Uh-oh. Is that over anybody's threshold?
How much was it?
19.
Negative.
All right, you scream. I said, no! All the guards grab their heads and drop. Some of the crowd grab their heads and drop. Some of your companions grab their heads. The woman puts her hands to her head and she drops to one knee. But what happens is there's, all these people going down and everything.
That'll carry for a bit.
Lo turns his head slowly to you and he gives you a slight nod.
It's time for me to leave.
Time for Lo to leave.
Sean.
Do it.
Blaster to his back. Lo.
You're shooting Lo?
Yep.
What's your
classic
call?
Sean.
He's just sitting there.
Okay, that's a 13.
All right, so you turn your blaster, you're over his shoulder, and then you draw it back a little bit, point it right at his back, and he spins around just as you fire, and it shoots into the stone steps.
Get out of my way.
Oh, you're trying to bluff him. Right. You didn't really try to.
Damn it.
All right, she's on one knee. Reflex defense 22.
Who?
Vex.
Damn.
So the lightning comes at you, and you just step aside, and it comes directly from the crystal.
Oh, noob. I had to give her the crystal.
New round. Siphus, you get an attack of opportunity as Lo tries to take your rifle out of your hands. So make your attack of opportunity. It has to be a physical attack.
Ooh, a physical?
Yep.
Lightsaber attack?
Nope, physical? You don't have it in your hand.
So all I get to do is punch?
Rifle, you can rifle, buddy.
Okay, well, you'll do your butt throw. A fucking two.
Dude,
that put that one away.
Reflex defense, 25.
Yeah.
You get a plus 10.
No.
No. So then it doesn't work.
All right.
All right, so he tries to grab the weapon out of your hand. You try to butt stroke him. You miss. He misses. Damn. The guards are all down.
Right. It's just her.
Just her.
Okay.
She really doesn't want to kneel.
She's on one knee right now.
Oh, okay. She does want to kneel.
I leave that to you. I draw both my lightsabers, and I look at Siphus, and I say, your job is not over. I ignite them both, and I attack Siphus.
Our next episode will be released soon, so please subscribe. Properties used and or referenced during the production of this podcast are the exclusive rights of their respective owners. Openly Gamer Theater and Gamers Table are trademark properties of SideTangent Productions.